from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Sime Usiker with The Do List. And this week we've got the Prince of Pagodas, a museum's anniversary, and a duo singing in harmony. That's what David Wiegand and I do every week here on The Do List. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Sime.
Let's start with a rare combination, a duo playing indie punk folk. Yeah, it sounds great. That's Milwaukee by The Both, who are folky Amy Mann and the rocker Ted Leo. And they're just such a fun pair. They make beautiful music.
It's really amazing. I mean, sometimes you see two people from different subgenres working together and you know, they don't really blend all that well. But in this case, despite the differences in their musical tastes, they blend perfectly. And they've been working together for a couple of years. They kind of met because they were touring. One was opening for the other. And then they started writing songs together. And voila, as they say. I think they're great.
The Both, Ted Leo and Amy Mann, play the Great American Music Hall on Thursday. Let's take in a few documentaries now. The 13th annual SF DocFest has just opened at the Roxy Theater, and I'm keen to see cow, Jews, and Indians. That's too complicated to explain. And First Friday, it's a work in progress about Oakland. There's a lot more.
Well, the other thing that's really interesting is that last night they gave their first Vanguard Awards, first time they've ever given this particular award, and they gave it to Robert Green, who's a really fascinating filmmaker. He did a film called Fake It So Real, which is about the lives of wrestlers when they're out of the ring.
Yeah, I've seen that.
He's done Katie with an Eye, and his new film, Actress, premiered last night. This is what DocFest does. It really continues to celebrate documentaries, and that's a good thing.
SF DocFest continues at the Roxy Theater in San Francisco and at the Oakland School for the Arts Black Box Theater through the 19th. And some music now from David's favorite composer.
The splendor falls on castle walls, and snowy summits all in story. The long light shakes across the lakes, and the wild cataract leaps in glory. No bugle
A serenade written by Benjamin Britten during World War II with Peter Pears singing from a recording. But this piece is featured as part of a month of Britten's music at the San Francisco Symphony. Lots of very obscure stuff.
Well, it's not necessarily obscure stuff, but what's really great about this is that how well chosen it is. This is kind of a year late for the celebration of the Britten centenary, but there are four different concerts. The first one does feature selections from The Prince of the Pagodas, which is his odd ballet score featuring Gamelan Sekar Jaya, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary. It's a wonderful piece. I'm a real fan of this piece. The ballet, not so much. But also in addition to Serenade, there's music by other composers. There's stuff by Shostakovich and Copland. And so you get a whole sense of the kind of age and the period that Britten was writing in. It also includes a semi-stage production of his great opera, Peter Grimes, with Elsa Vandenhever playing Ellen in this. And she's a wonderful product of the Marilla Opera Program.
The San Francisco Symphony plays a lot of Britten, plus some other mid-century masters, starting Thursday at Davies Hall and running through June 28th. Now, one of the big museum shows of this summer at the San Jose Museum of Art. This is a show out of the Whitney in New York, but the artist from the collection of Emily Fisher Landau. She has very good taste.
She really does. There are 70 works in this exhibit from 38 artists and people like Jasper Johns, de Kooning, Ed Ruscha, Warhol. I mean, she really started collecting these people when, you know, you could buy their stuff relatively cheap. And she collected really, really well. This is an incredible collection and an amazing chance to see it. And also, it's our cheap thrill of the week, not just because it's cheap anyway to get into the museum, but tomorrow they're celebrating their 45th anniversary. And from 11 to 4 p.m., there are all kinds of events, including some live music, and it's free.
We need something now, some rock and roll.
Screaming,
New music from Guided by Voices, straight out of Dayton. That's Ohio, by the way. It's a wonderful classic group, and they keep reuniting.
Well, they did, yeah. They were formed in the early 80s, and then they broke up in 2004 and then got back together again. And they're really a terrific band, GBV, as they're called. And I think they've done something like 4 records since they reunited, so they're making up for that little interlude there.
Guided by Voices plays the Regency on Wednesday. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/thedolist and follow me on Twitter @CyrusKQED.